On this episode of Finding Christ in Cinema, we're going to give you a rundown of what to expect in the future because this is episode zero. All that more in 3, 2, 1. In. Admission is free. Grab a bowl of popcorn, extra butter, of course, and find a seat smack dab in the middle. It's time for Finding Christ in Cinema, episode zero. I'm Michael.
And I'm Brendan.
Join us, and together we'll dig deeper into the silver screen classics of yesteryear as well as the box office hits of today. We'll take a closer look at the stories they tell and see if we find the face of Jesus looking back. We're going to explore the deeper meaning of these films, their plots and their twists, the characters and their choices, and how we can relate them to the gospel of salvation. And ultimately, our Christian walk. You are tuned in to Finding Christ in Cinema on the GCT Network.
This is your Great Commission transmission.
Brendan, we have been waiting for 6 months, preparing in the background for this show.
So long.
So long. Let's tell a little bit about ourselves. First off, I'll go ahead and go. I'm a husband and a father. In fact, I'm a homeschooling dad. I'm a musician. I started playing in bands 30-something years ago. And from there, I morphed into being a recording engineer by trade. And then I started in 2006. I picked up the craft of podcasting and internet broadcasting. And now I use all those skills altogether. I am a digital missionary. What is a digital missionary? I go via the highways and the byways on the internet, information superhighway, spreading the Great Commission. And that's where the Great Commission Transmission Network was born, at GCT Network. And you'll find out a whole lot more about me as we go along on this episode and this journey called Finding Christ in Cinema. Brendan.
Well, during the day, I work at a local restaurant, and I'm the guy that takes you to your seat and hopes you enjoy yourself. But at night, I am a theater practitioner with a bachelor's degree in theater from MTSU. I'm a blogger of life and its various and sundry events at thebookofbrendan.blogspot.com. I'm also a musician myself. I frequent the singer-songwriter nights at Mel's, which is a restaurant on the square. Best burgers in the galaxy, just saying. Overall, I'm a lover of stories and how they can help us get back home to God.
Hey, that's great, and so am I. Now, you mentioned the square. What square are we talking about?
I'm talking about the square in Shelbyville, Tennessee.
Yes, Shelbyville, Tennessee. We are in Middle Tennessee. Ooh. Smack dab.
Smack dab in the middle.
Yes, we are. In fact, speaking of the very middle of Tennessee, I believe the center point is close to your alma mater.
Yep, that would be Middle Tennessee State University.
And how long did you attend there?
Well, I went for 3 years. I already had my associate's degree from Motlow, also in theater. Graduated from Motlow, then went to get the more experience that I could at MTSU.
Well then, so what you have here, friends, on Finding Christ in Cinema is an old guy that knows how to do all the buttons and make these things happen, and you have the young man who has dedicated his life to the arts. Yay!
Oh, something like that. Yeah. Where are those kids? We need those kids.
Well, you know, this is episode zero, as a matter of fact, and that means it is a very beta episode. We have our ducks in a row as much as we possibly can here, but we're going to be working out a few kinks over the first few episodes. This episode zero is merely a placeholder episode. It's going to be a very short one. We're just going to tell you what the show is and what you can expect coming up. And the purpose of this is to get our spot in line on iTunes and at Stitcher Radio so that as we start cranking out episodes, everybody will have already been subscribed and automatically receiving brand new content. So let's tell everybody out there, Brendan, a little bit about what the show is. What is Finding Christ in Cinema?
Well, Michael, I think you explained it fairly well in the introduction. We're just going to be looking at some of the movies, and sometimes we'll also expand into TV shows and other media in the social and digital world. And we're going to be looking to see where we can find Christ and how that can help us with our Christian walk, like you said.
Yes, and what we hope that this will do is spark your thought process in order for, because it'll make a great ministry tool, because almost everybody enjoys watching movies or TV shows and you know, the hot popular shows and whatnot. You can sit down with your friends and say, hey, did you notice about this one character? That's very much, that reminds me of the story of Jesus, or he reminds me a lot of the Apostle Paul. We're going to hopefully pull those themes out of there, and you can use them as an arsenal. How about the name of the show? Finding Christ in Cinema. When we had the idea many months ago, again, we've been working on this for at least a half a year.
Many months.
Put out the word and ask some folks for some ideas. That's one of the hardest things that coming up with a show name is absolutely difficult. And so we got some responses. Brendan was one of the responses, and little did he know he was going to be roped in as co-host.
Whoa.
But we had our good friend Doug. Doug Kuntz is a good friend of the GCT Network. He's a benefactor, as a matter of fact. I could go on and on about his kindness and generosity, but he really wins the prize. Oh, I kicked your microphone stand again.
I'm used to it. It's okay.
He kicked the prize. He won the prize by coining the term Christ in the Cinema, and that was really close to what we landed on. He also recommended Father in the Film. That's a good one. God of the Real. So anybody out there that wants to create a podcast just like this, we're giving you some names here that you can use. Now, let's go real quick and tell everybody what the different segments of this show are going to be. Brendan, let's take it right up to the top.
Well, Real News, it's going to be our Tinseltown updates. We'll have little blips and blurbs about upcoming projects and movies and TV shows.
Things we're excited about.
That we're personally excited about.
Yeah.
Not only because we just like them, but we think they'll be awesome tools to use in ministry.
And then from there, we're going to jump right into a general film review. We're going to pick a movie to talk about each episode of Finding Christ in Cinema, and we're going to give an actual review of the movie. This is what, you know, the movie's about. This is what I liked. This is what I didn't like. Just your standard fare. And then from there, Brendan, what will we do with the movie from there?
Well, we're going to actually launch into a discussion of specific points that we think Christ is in.
Yes. Christian themes.
Christian themes. Christian
principles.
I'm bad with words.
No, you're great. So, yes, we are going to, just as we said, we're going to pull out the Christian themes, and we're going to find Christ in these movies, and that is going to be the lion's share of the meat and potatoes of the show. We're going to give you some scripture that you can memorize and add to your study so that you can internalize these qualities that we find in particular characters. I think that's very important that we are able to back up what we're saying with scripture, because then you can just go right to the Holy Bible and really put things together. And my prayer is that trains you as you are looking across society and the media that's produced to find the things that are redeeming in them.
I think one thing, as we look through these movies, some parts will have to be a filter and not a sponge.
Yes.
That's a main part. In anything of this world, really.
And then from there, we're going to morph into our listener feedback section. And Brendan, what are some of the ways that people can interact with us here at Finding Christ in Cinema?
Well, they can give us a call at 507-407-GCTN. And for those who don't have the letters on their phones, that's 507-407-4286.
Yes. You can also send us an email at FCC, that's for Finding Christ in Cinema, FCC@GCTNetwork.com. And of course, we will close with what's upcoming, the upcoming here on FCC. For example, next episode, we are going to play the trailer for and a big discussion of The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. Do you think we'll find some Christian themes in there? Well, you'll find out next week on Finding Christ in Cinema. Finding Christ in Cinema is part of the Great Commission Transmission Network, using new media and social networking to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. To find out more and to partner with us, visit us at gctnetwork.com. You can go to our website. Finding Christ in Cinema is at christincinema.com. You shoot us an email at fcc@gctnetwork.com. Call in, leave a message on our voice line at 507-407-GCTN. That translates to 507-407-4286. Follow the Great Commission Transmission Network on Twitter at at twitter.com/GCTNetwork. Be our friend on Facebook at GCT Network. Or you can add us to your circles on Google Plus. It's /+GCTNetwork. So google.com/+GCTNetwork. Find us on YouTube, youtube.com/GCTNTV, and search for Finding Christ in Cinema on the iTunes Store. Subscribe there. You can also search for us in the Stitcher Store and add us to your playlists. And for everything produced by the Great Commission Transmission Network, go to the main website at gctnetwork.com. Anything else?
I am good right now.
And that's a wrap! Tuned in to the GCT Network.
This is your Great Commission. This is your Great Commission transmission
at gctnetwork.com. This is your Great Commission.